next. Time to recap McCook Chamber of Commerce meeting. Man, this thing snuck up on us real quick. Dawson Brunswick is here. How you doing, big guy?
I am good. And yes, this month snuck up on us. You know, I keep talking to people like, oh yeah, Thanksgiving's next week. Just like, where did the month go?
I say November 19th already, 1 week away. And December will be here. You know, December is less than 2 weeks away, December 1st on a Tuesday. So, yeah, it's been a blur of a month.
It really has. But, you know, I've been talking with a lot of businesses and a lot of members. And, you know, we are continuing to see that uptick. And people have asked me some different questions there. But, you know, a lot of our businesses, you know, right now it's a little slow with the recent uptick. But a lot of them are feeling good about Christmas. They're confident. I've talked with a couple that are just spending more money in advertising than they have in past Christmases. So, you know, I think we're doing good as a community on that front. I mean, I'm really excited to see what we do, you know, looking at different things, you know, with Crazy Days and Heritage Days this year, both happening. Granted, a little less cases in this area at the time, but, you know, both of those months had sales tax gains. So, I mean, we were talking about how the month snuck up on us, but just how the year snuck up on us, but how, you know, our community, despite everything going on, we're doing a good job of supporting our community.
Shop local. Shop local. We push it and we push it and push it like no other this year. Shop
absolutely,
local.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, that's where I kicked off with that. And, you know, that was a big portion of our meeting yesterday, is figuring out, you know, what can we do more to help our local businesses. And, you know, we're stepping up our advertising for the Christmas season this year. You know, we did it good amount last year, and we're actually increasing that just about double, I believe, to really promote staying here. You know, these are the businesses that, you know, we ask for money, we advertise with, well, they advertise with us. I mean, it's our local businesses are what keep our community going. I mean, every organization, business, service industry has a purpose in McCook, but it is all of our local businesses. And if you can go get your haircut. I know right now that with COVID, that's a little interesting again. But I mean, just anything you can do, any business, any industry, anything you can do to support. I mean, that's the least we can do for our friends, families, neighbors. Yeah. I mean, that's what they are to us.
Much appreciated. Yeah, no question about it. They appreciate you. Whether it's dining or carry out, doesn't matter, either or.
Absolutely. Yes. And you know, that's exactly right. You know, there are still carry out options. I don't think anyone quit doing carry out. You know, we've still got some delivery options in town. So, I mean, it's just, you know, they're doing what they can to make sure you can support them. So take advantage of that.
Christmas promotion, I'm sure that was discussed.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's where a lot of our advertising spending is, with promoting that. And, you know, we're going to be doing it very similar to last year, where each business will have a $50 gift certificate that you'll be entered for, either that or the 500 and chamber bucks. We're doing those same scratch cards, and I'm really hoping, you know, a lot of merchants really liked that last year, and we're going to see how it goes again this year. We've got a couple new merchants lined up we didn't have last year, so we're seeing some growth and participation there. And I'm really, really going to be pushing the shop local. I mean, I think that promotion does a good job. I know you guys do the Santa bucks and a couple other things that I think do a good job of keeping people here. And really excited to see how this Christmas season goes. I feel confident.
When does that promotion start for you now?
Our promotion kicks off on November 30th, okay, and it'll go the first 3 weeks into December. I believe it's the 21st, the 20th. Nope, that is November. I'm looking at your calendar.
Right, and then the corner.
The 18th.
Okay.
The 18th. And then that's the day that we will have our drawings for the grand prize. And instead of doing the store prizes when we're at the stores doing Facebook Lives, we're going to wait till the end. So you've got as many chances to get entered for a $50 gift card to maybe your favorite merchant. So a few changes, but a lot of the same. I think it was very successful last year. And, you know, the Facebook Lives and the radio ads that we mentioned them in, and the paper ads we mentioned them in, I think people like it.
Got a lot of great stores downtown, not just downtown, but all around City McCook, up and down B Street, on the west side of town. Please give those folks your business once again during the Christmas season.
Absolutely. And, you know, don't be afraid to ask. You know, getting product in has been a struggle for a lot of our businesses. But, I mean, that's been a struggle for everyone. I mean, you can definitely ask. That's the least you can do is, hey, I know you don't have this, but, you know, think you can get it? Is it a possibility? I mean, you know, they'll work with you as long as you work with them.
All right, what else at yesterday's meeting?
So I'll be honest, it was aside from our shop local and Christmas promotion, it was a very quick meeting. Mm-hmm. I think we were done by about 1:20, so that's a 50-minute meeting for us, mm-hmm. which is very, very short, with the majority of it being on Christmas promotion. We really talked about some longer-term goals for the chamber and, you know, what 2021 looks like and, you know, where we're at with the vaccine and how that impacts things moving forward, especially with where we're at, where we're still gaining a number of cases every week and, you know, what that means for the community. We're just working with businesses and, you know, a lot of our businesses are taking precautions and sanitizing and doing all those great things to make sure that their business is a safe environment for you to come visit them and work with them and shop with them and purchase services from them. Really focused on, you know, what the path ahead looks like for us and, you know, what we can do to help our members through that.
And as you said, you talk to a lot of these merchants every single day, don't you?
Absolutely. I try and get out everywhere. Mm-hmm. Being in office of one, that makes it a little interesting, which I'm glad I made that comment because, you know, working with the Economic Development Corporation, we are bringing on a new staff member that's going to be shared. The EDC has really dove into the early childhood education stuff, and about half of their role is going to be coordinating those efforts and working with providers and trying to help market and advertise our providers so that way parents of newborns and new families that move here know, you know, what their options are. And, you know, I've talked with Andy quite a bit and he's mentioned at like council, you know, they have added a lot of spots through some of their initiatives. And, you know, a lot of communities are going out and raising about $2 million to build a center. And I think Andy's been working with about 35,000 a year. Mm-hmm. So really phenomenal what we've been able to do in our community. And I think if you talk to a lot of parents, I mean, they're seeing a difference. The quality, I think we've got really high quality. It's just a matter of finding more providers to have more spots. But that's part of their position. And then part of their position is assisting the chamber and really freeing up some of my time so I can get out more and work more with members and continue to listen to what the community needs.
Big event, of course, over the Kiplinger and the Red Willow County Fairgrounds. Day number two of the Farm and Ranch Hemp Expo going on.
That is correct. And I know that they've got a lot of great things up there. You know, they're following, to my knowledge, all of the health guidelines. So I know I had a lot of people contact me about that. But, I mean, they're moving forward. I mean, they've had that plan for a long time. And I know they've done a lot of local advertising and spent a lot of money locally to make sure this still happens. So, you know, absolutely. If you feel comfortable going up there, head up there.
Yep, all those buildings, Kiplinger, Atlas Arena, all those are being used. So get up and talk to those folks.
Absolutely.
You bet.
Absolutely.
Anything else on the horizon just as we get ready for Thanksgiving next week and then the Christmas season's here?
Absolutely. You know, next Saturday already, oh my goodness, is Small Business Saturday. Yeah. We've already gotten some materials out to merchants and we're continuing to do that. And, you know, this is American Express's 11th year of promoting Small Business Saturday, that Saturday after Black Friday. And really, I don't know, you know, a lot of people this year are doing Black Friday and beyond and, you know, crazy November sales. I mean, I understand that with not having a huge rush of money, a huge rush of people just on Friday. And I know that Nate at Walmart, he's been having to do some things differently with how Walmart's doing Black Friday this year. So it's just, everything's a little different. Yeah. I mean, that's just 2020 for us all. But just really, you know, Small Business Saturday is going to be great.
Yep.
Black Friday is going to be great for our community. You know, we're going to keep every penny local. No one's going to go online or out of town. We're all going to stay here.
Yep. Get it done here local because, you know, if you manage to get the wrong size or the wrong thing, you can always go back and exchange it. And you can't do that online. It's next to impossible.
It's next to impossible. And with how busy our local UPS and FedEx drivers are going to be, which granted, when you shop online, mm-hmm. about a penny of that dollar goes to pay for and support our local delivery drivers. But when you shop here in person, you know, about 60, 66, 70 cents of that stays local. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the more money we can spend locally, the more money stays here that has an opportunity to end up back in your own pocket.
Yeah.